We are recording.
All right, let's call a meeting to order.
Murphy.
Here.
Buffo.
Here.
Dean. Morris.
Here.
Stuber.
Here.
Harry.
Here.
Trulock.
All right, join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We invite you to remain standing as we pray to open our meeting. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come here tonight and hear from our constituents and hear from potential vendors. Lord, we just ask you to open our ears and open our hearts and provide us with wisdom to make the right decisions for Tolono now and Tolono in the future. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, do we have any public comments?
There isn't any.
No public comments? Okay, cool. All right. We're going to skip down to new business and go for the presentation of MI2. So it's the floor is yours.
That's awfully good of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's a couple books floating around too. I don't know where they're at.
There's hard copy.
Let's say Anna's got one.
Yeah, it's got the other.
Perfect. Ryan's got the other.
Well, good evening. I'm Mike McHugh with MI2 Operating Systems. I'm the president and one of the owners. With me is my partner, Jeff Munger, who is also a part owner of the company. We are here to, what we've done so far to get to tonight. So we've had a meeting with the city, with the mayor, and with Matt, and had been given the opportunity to come in and take a look at your operation, which is typical in our business. What we do is we come in and spend a day or so looking at the operation, looking at all the data, and then we go back to our offices and develop an operating plan, develop a pricing structure, develop a suggestive action plan. So that's what we did. We put that proposal together. We presented that to the city, and now tonight what we're doing is taking that proposal and shrinking it down somewhat in a PowerPoint presentation. And I'll move through it quickly. It won't take a great deal of time. So if you would, go to the next slide. So our proposed scope of services is, this is for wastewater and the CSOs and the lift stations. And there's a little bit of water scope that we haven't addressed in this, but we will. So what we're talking about is bringing a full-time, on-site MI2 facilities manager to live in town, and he would have the day-to-day management responsibilities for the operation maintenance, O&M, of the city's wastewater treatment plant, 7 lift stations, and combined sewer overflows, CSOs. We bring proven experience and a successful track record in many cities like Tolono, and we just currently signed an agreement with the city of Shelbyville, which is very similar in size and scope. Next slide, please. Who's ever doing this? Thank you. This is our experience in Illinois, not as MI2, but as a company by the name of EMC that I was a former owner of that we sold in the early 2000s, and This was the experience that we had in Illinois with that company. And you see we were in a lot of different places, doing a lot of different things in a lot of very similar sized cities. So this is meant to give you the idea that we know what we're doing, we have been in cities and communities like this providing this kind of service, and many of those particular operations were extended after the initial contract period. Okay. With regard to Tolono's facility manager, we will bring an experienced manager with a minimum Illinois Class 2, which is the second highest classification required in the state. He'll be contractually designated as the operator in charge for the city of Tolono. They'll move to a residence in Tolono and become part of your community. That's just standard for the way we do things. MI2. Our management team, myself and Jeff and Mike Dahlquist, who couldn't be here tonight, he's in Shelbyville, bring 65, that's a lot of years, 65 years of management and operation experience in the city and all components of wastewater treatment. We have designated that MI2's manager would report directly to Matt, and our facility manager be responsible. He will be the face of MI2. He will have the decision-making capability. He's not going to be on the phone to me and Jeff and Mike all the time. He will have the capability to make decisions for you. He'll be an experienced pro. Safety. We believe strongly in safety, and that's why we lead with it. We'll create a Tolono safety program along our particular guidelines for the city. The safety program is going to focus on the employees dedicated certainly to the management and maintenance of the facilities. The program will also address the safety of the public citizens and customers of the city of Tolono. We don't just talk about safety. We work and we live safety. We'll perform a needs assessment. Last bullet on there, we'll perform a needs assessment right out of the gate and come back to you with a full written report on what the current safety program is and where we want to take it. Next slide, please. We'll meet with other city departments, and this is nothing new, this is what we do. We meet with other city departments, public works, police, fire, brainstorm and develop emergency response plans for the city's wastewater treatment facilities. We never want to be in a situation where something goes wrong and we start scratching our head as to what the next move is. We want to have think through emergency and contingency planning and have those in written form and be shared with other departments in the city. And we'll actually practice, or we'll hopefully get the other organizations involved and get them in practice sessions. The creation of this plan and the carrying out of the components of the plan, that's our job. That'll be our contractual responsibility to get that done. Okay, next slide. Communications plan. We believe strongly in communications. You're going to know more if you select us. You're going to know more about that wastewater operation than you ever thought you would. You'll get a custom design MOR, or a monthly operating report in written form that will go to Matt and the mayor, and if the city gets you copied, I'm sure they will, so everybody will see it. We'll review it personally. Our facility manager will review it personally on a monthly basis with the mayor and the director of public works, and he'll meet with any of you at any time as directed by the mayor or the public works director. We believe strongly in communications, this is your facility. We understand it's your facility, and we're operating it for you. We want you to know everything about it. Okay. Regulatory compliance will be responsible for the following. All communications with IEPA. Our guy will be communicating with EPA on anything regarding the operation of the facilities. Timely submittal of DMRs, discharge monthly operating reports that our manager will have the capability and license to sign. Informing the mayor and public works director regarding any discussions or conversations with IEPA. If our facility manager has any kind of discussions with EPA, you're going to know about it. Compliance with the NPDES permit, and that's your actual permit up there, IL0031453. What we're not going to be able to do, though, is guarantee effluent quality and guarantee regulatory compliance out of the chute. And to be perfectly honest, we don't have enough confidence in the data that we've seen to be able to do that. So what we're saying in our proposal is that we will run the operation for the first 90 days of the contract and then come back to you and tell you whether or not we believe we can guarantee regulatory compliance and effluent quality. We're pretty confident, we're just not positive. Customer service, MI2's facility manager will be available on a full-time basis by telephone, text, email to answer any questions that you have. We'll contractually guarantee the quality of the customer service and the responsiveness of our facility manager. We'll put it right in the contract if you want it. Okay. Capital improvement program. We're very experienced in working with consulting engineering firms, but we want to make the point and be very clear that we are not an engineering firm. We are an operations company that works with whatever engineering firm you select. But the point is, we've worked with them very effectively and done single source contracts with engineering firms for capital upgrades. We can bring you a lot of value with that. Next slide, please. Process energy. Also, during the first 90 days when we're evaluating whether the plant can be, meet regulatory compliance, we will also be studying what the energy demand is and come back to you at the end of that 90 days with a guaranteed cap that will go right into the contract. This will be the maximum amount that the city will have to spend for electricity on an annual basis. That's based on flows and loadings that come into the treatment plant. How much flow, how much BOD, how much ammonia is coming into the plant will determine what the electrical demand is. And again, we're not confident in enough in the numbers we've seen to be able to guarantee it from the get-go. Oh, by the way, go back real quick. Just last, if it goes over the contractual cap, that's our problem. We have to pay you the difference at the end of the year. If it goes under, you get 100% of the savings. Now, a skeptic would say we're gonna pad that number to make sure that we don't go over. We'll justify and give you all the numbers as to how we came up with the number. Okay. Maintenance and repair. If there's a differentiator between what you're doing now and us, the most prominent differentiator would be maintenance and repair and the way we approach maintenance and repair. Again, we understand that this is your equipment. One of our jobs is to make sure that you get maximum life out of your equipment and develop a preventive maintenance program that does its best to assure that. It's never 100% guarantee, but if you provide the preventive maintenance that the manufacturer recommends, you've got a good chance of getting the maximum life cycle out of the equipment. That we will do. And contractually, we'll set up what's called a maintenance and repair budget. And what we're saying is let's dedicate $21,000 annually to maintenance or preventive maintenance and repair on all the equipment at $500 per expenditure or less. That's a lot like the electricity cap we talked about. If more of this is spent on an annual basis than the $21,000, you would owe us the difference. That's the difference in electricity in this. But that's predicated on the fact that we provide you with all the documentation and we're in agreement that all the financial documentation is correct. If it's less than, we pay you back the difference. Okay? Let's just skip down to the bottom in the green. Through the use of this program, we'll contractually ensure the proper preventive maintenance of all the city's equipment. The program is meant to ensure the predicted manufacturer's life cycles are met for all city equipment dedicated to the operations in order to reduce the risk of premature future capital expenditures. If we come to you with a capital expenditure, say this blower just went out, we need you to spend $40,000 on a new blower, we are going to have the documentation that says this is how this thing was maintained, this is the amount of preventive maintenance it got and when, and all documented in the computer program so that you know that this isn't a function of lack of care. Okay. Capital expenditures, if a repair is more than $500 per expenditure according to the maintenance and repair budget, it'll be considered a capital. It's an unforeseen capital, and that would be your responsibility to pay for that. It would not come out of the M&R. Okay. Sludge management and disposal will be solely responsible for the proper management of sludge generated and its disposal. Again, in the first 90 days, we'll take a look at everything that's been done, all the record keeping, and come back to you with a full report on how we're going to do that. Next, please. So, summary. Steal this old Stephen Covey line, begin with the end in mind. Anyway, we believe in win-win agreements with our customers. So if you win and we win, we're going to have a good agreement. Why we think this is good for the city, your cost is going to be fixed contractually for the majority of the cost categories in the operation. The regulatory risk is going to come down. Your management risk, safety, emergency, all are going to be controlled better contractually. And why it's good for us is what we do. This is what we do for a living. Pricing. will provide the full scope of services as we described in the proposal and in the draft agreement for those numbers. And the annual maintenance and repair number of 21,000 is part of the total. That's much different from how you're doing it now. Okay. So just real quickly, I don't think I need to read through each one of these. We just put this summary here to make sure that we're very clear on what's in our scope and what's not. But that's pretty much it. Any questions?
Yeah, the 21,000 a year, if we don't use that, do we get that back?
Absolutely.
So we could like roll it over to the next year, yes, or keep rolling it over.
Yeah. We're pretty sure we're going to spend it on that.
I'm sure.
First couple of years. Pretty sure we're going to spend
it. Any questions, guys?
We'd love to do business with you. We're very interested in providing our service.
Does anybody out there have questions? No? All right. I think they want to digest it.
Okay.
So.
Well, we're at your disposal.
Okay.
Do you know how many meters altogether it is?
I don't. No.
Not until you evaluate.
No, I don't. You're talking about water meters?
Yeah.
No, we're not doing water meters. This is for waste treatment.
Waste treatment.
Oh, this is.
This
for
is
waste
all
treatment.
Just the waste treatment plant.
I thought it was water meters.
No. Yes.
Yeah. In your contract, you've got some language about this 90-day period. So the point of it is, you get into it, the system's a lot worse than you thought, so you're going to need to adjust your compensation, or it turns out it's a lot better than you thought, and you might adjust the compensation. Are you envisioning coming back with a different number to the village, and then the village getting an opportunity to approve it or not approve
we're
it?
We're not anticipating coming back with a different number. All of the, what we're doing in 90 days all revolves around whether or not we're going to be able to contractually guarantee.
Okay. So if you can't guarantee anything, what does that mean?
That means with best efforts.
It could be that we come back with whatever limitations there are.
Yeah.
That we can guarantee everything within certain parameters. But that if the system is just not capable of treating beyond that, within certainty.
Okay. I mean, the reason I'd be a little uncomfortable with it is we ought to have some mechanism to that if you come back and with something that's different than what we thought we were going to do, that we've got a grace period to be able to get out of the deal, or you've got a grace period to be able to get out of the deal, or something like that. That's,
yeah, we're certainly not dictating that language. I mean, we're open to discussion.
And I'm just trying to get a feel for where you'd be coming from in case I'm proposing
right.
something.
Any other questions, guys?
I'm reading about the facilities manager. Can you tell me a little bit more about lead and manage the city's operations and maintenance of the water waste treatment plant lift stations, CSOs, meaning this person is expected to do work with Matt and his team to complete things in a certain time frame, or this person's going to be completing most of the work? Depending on the issue?
Yeah, our guy will be doing most of the work. He'll be coordinating, communicating with Matt what's going on, primarily because there's going to be some emergencies. It's a small town, it's a small workforce. I would anticipate that we'll occasionally help Matt with something, although he's probably got more resources to help us more often. But there's got to be that communication back and forth for what's going on. We can't everybody work out there in a vacuum or on their own. But our guy will be doing the physical work part. It will be that he calls Matt and says, hey, you can send your guys over here and fix this problem.
Great.
We'll be letting him know that we've got a problem and what we're doing about it, what the schedule is.
And the other thing we ask about, too, when Matt and I met with them, was have them do our water testing, too. We have an individual come and do our water testing.
Is that Stabler?
Yeah, once a month. And build that into their...
To get rolled into this, but...
Huh.
I was going to ask if I could get rolled into this, but I didn't know.
We asked, and you guys were trying to figure that out. And
we're still talking about
Because it would make more sense, because I don't know how much Longer Stabler's going to be doing it.
What happens if someone can't be here? It says within, we'll do everything in our power to have somebody here within the first 6 months of the agreement. What happens in that first 6 months if somebody moves in at day 300?
You're going to get tired of seeing me.
Okay.
Because I'll be here until we meet somebody.
Okay.
And then on his days off, they'll have somebody else here.
And you don't have to tell the world where you live, but you are close enough. We're in a situation.
Well, I would be living in the immediate area.
Okay. That you could react appropriately.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, you know, part of the job is when we start a new project, I live there for a week, 2 weeks, 2 months, six
whatever
months.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else, guys?
Do you have someone we can speak to at Shelbyville?
Absolutely.
When did
Commissioner Debbie Wright? I'll get you the information.
Okay. And you've been with them how long?
November.
Okay. And maybe some other contacts too that you've been with a little bit longer.
Sure.
Thanks.
If you could take a look at our website, it's got a really good breakdown of where we've been and who we are as well.
Who's your longest standing customer?
Shelbyville.
Well, they just reformed a company.
Right,
so.
But I mean, even with the old...
The old company, we were in Mount Vernon, Illinois from 1984 to 2002. St. Charles, Missouri from 1984 to 2002. We grew that company from zero in 1984 to 65 operations in 13 different states between 84 in 2002, somebody came along and made us an offer we couldn't refuse. So we sold the company. But in that time frame, I think we were not renewed maybe in one or two different cities. Otherwise, our contracts were all extended. The largest city we operated was Evansville, Indiana, about 150,000 people. And then we had a bunch of your size.
There's a piece of paper, there's a pamphlet running around,
okay.
Plus I believe that's actually in your board packet,
yeah.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just on a different note.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Again, we appreciate the opportunity. We really do. We'd love to go to work for you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
you very much
for putting the presentation up.
No problem.
Made it much easier.
Perfect.
Follow up with you in a couple of days.
Yeah. Or probably next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
you, guys. John, do you want to say anything?
Me?
Yeah, do you want to talk since you're here?
Well, I certainly don't have a presentation. I've been around this plant for 20-some years, and I do take exception because it almost led that we had a compliance problem. I don't abuse of receiving any letters from the EPA of being out of compliance. I don't think so. We've tried to put together a contract where you know exactly what it's going to cost. This blower, something that big, but as far as pumps and stuff, we pull them, and we've got one guy here, but if we need five guys, we're here. And I think over the years, it should kind of speak for itself. You know? Like I say, I'm not a big spender. You know, you'll get people come in and they want to put a lot of new stuff in, and we're in compliance. and it's not, nothing's broken down, and if that's wrong, I'm sorry, but the users out there are paying it. You know, we could put a lot of new stuff in, and a lot of times engineers don't like me because I'm just not the big spender. But, you know, I came over and they were all had major problems, and I think I started with Cecil. And he was able to turn it around. And but as far as the compliance problem or sludge, you know, we report all the sludge, and that goes to EPA. So as far as any compliance problems, I, you know, if somebody says we have compliance problems, I take exception to that. And if you want to talk about numbers of plants we run, I don't know, we lost to Westville, Belgium a few years back for somebody came in and said they could do it better, and they went through $500,000 in 3 years, and they paid $47,000 1 year to write non-compliances, and I do know that they were at Monticello, and they lost Monticello. You know, that can be checked with the EPA, because we ran that, and they decided they could do it, and we tried to be honest with Demona, and no matter what happens, I thank you for being at work with us all these years. But, you know, if we continue, we continue like we have. Like, say, if one guy here every day, if like today we had three or four people over here. So, you know, if we had a gearbox that went out, then that's not going to cost the city anything, but we pulled it, rebuilt it, and put it back on. So, but I am, you know, as far as certifications, I'm a class one operator in the state of Illinois. 2 years ago, we were nominated for Plant of the Year at Westville, Belgium, and I was nominated for Operator of the Year at Hoopston. We probably ran more plants that's been nominated. Westville, Belgium, a few years back, finished second in the nation in operation and maintenance. Gilman was nominated for Plant of the Year. And the same thing on the water side. We run water plants. I was Operator of the Year over the Bennett water system. And but we probably received as many awards as anybody in the state. And it's based upon a group of people, not a few. I think you were here, weren't you, when we originally came over to Kelowna?
Yep.
And I tried to do what we say we'll do.
Do you have a guy that can test water?
Yes. It like depends test. On what all you want. Yes.
Maybe tomorrow. Yes. Maybe tomorrow follow up with them and see if maybe they can do that test.
We run
that
water pumps.
Yeah. I'll have Matt follow up with you tomorrow on that. Cause
in fact, we've got actually got a patent where we make iron and manganese out of well water. I've been around this, you know, but like I say, certification-wise, we've got several people certified. My son's coming up. Before the year's over, he'll be a class one.
Perfect.
So if one fails, and we're about 35, 40 minutes away, and, you know, we've got equipment. You know, if the lift station goes down, you know, we've got crane trucks or whatever. Two or three years ago, your water froze up. And we came over and gave them a hand getting water to some people. So we're not above, you know, whatever it takes to work with you. So.
Okay.
You know, and if you want to see a resume, I don't know if you ever saw one of mine.
Well, you brought it a couple years ago.
But, you know, there have been a lot of kind things said, so.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't reach out to these guys. They reached out to us.
Oh,
so.
I know. I understand. They're reaching out to a lot of people. And, you know, we were faced at Watsika because Aqua Illinois wanted to buy Watsika. And when you lose your, you know, water and wastewater, you're at somebody else's mercy.
Oh, yeah. We've been fighting that for years.
You know. But I do appreciate the confidence you guys showed in us. And like I say, I hadn't been attending the meeting. I had a little medical problems, but I'm over it. And then Sean, he, you know, when something happens to us, he gets the company. So, you know, there's going to be somebody.
All right. Any questions for John Lloyd here?
John, did you say that that these guys were in Monticello?
They were in Monticello, yes. they come in and they shot us down, and they weren't there too long. They were, yeah, it was EMC, I think is what they went on. You know, as far as plant, we didn't get out last year, but we've encouraged the boards to you know, come out and visit plant. You know, so. So I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I'm not a speaker. I apologize.
You did great.
You did great.
Rest code tonight. I didn't get a chance to clean up. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's get back up to the top of the agenda and do engineering.
Get in the room.
Yeah. Thank you. Matthew, we're up to you. I'm going to do engineering. Oh, C2 or in you? Do you have stuff for us on that water stuff?
Yeah.
All right, come on up.
For the water project, basically we're ready to go to permit, so we just need signatures on the water permit forms. Pretty much all we have on that, and then deciding between Matt and you guys when you guys want to go to bid. So,
okay.
Typically permit times are 30 days, they'll turn around. We can bid it without having a permit with the understanding we would just put that in the documentation to the contractor to say, can't start doing permitting anything. But usually that's not a problem. Talking to Matt, I think he was kind of, I think the expectation was maybe try to get this so that the expenditures and stuff came in next fiscal year, which I think at this point it's probably going to be that way regardless, because if we bid at the end of this month, open bids middle of March, they usually don't get started too quick. I would say you got probably 2 to 3 weeks in getting contracts turned around, and then probably another 2 to 3 weeks of getting materials on site, so then you're into May. So that would be it on the water. I don't know if you guys have any questions. I don't think you had any last time. I think there's 4 spots there, Rob. They're all flagged. Really, if there's any conversation you guys want to have about when you want to go to bid, or if you guys just want me to talk to
Matt, I think we want to talk to Matt about it, okay. But I think we want to do it sooner than later so we can get an earlier start on this project so we're
right.
Not in the middle of...
We do have that adjusted in this one. Last one we had kind of kept more open-ended, just trying to get pricing. We still have it pretty open. I think the intention is for substantial completion by September 1st and final by October 1st. So basically they should be all wrapped up and out of it. The only thing that they would likely have, depending on how it's done, if it's directionally drilled or whatever, they may leave trenches for settlement through the year. If they get done, if it's something that comes in and gets done early, it may be that they still try to clean that up before winter hits.
Okay. So I'm fine with that as soon as we can. All right.
Warmer weather construction would be a good thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You want to get wet? I think that's yours too.
Never made it. And as far as the water project goes, I think that's all I've got. Basically, we'll send this out for permitting. We've got contract docs 90% at this point. It's just a matter of once we get the permit in hand or you guys tell us to go to bid, then we'll finalize that, get the advertisement passed and everything.
And then I guess the next thing is the agreement between the village and Donahue.
Right.
Did you and Mark get that ironed out?
No.
Okay.
That was the answer. I figured we could discuss it, and then if we get on the same page here tonight and the board could authorize you that pending Mark's recommendation, you could sign it. We could bring it at a later time.
Okay.
So basically the continued service agreement I brought last time, Mark's hang-ups were on the limitations of liability and Donahue's standard terms and conditions. The limit basically for the CSA, Donahue standard is 250,000 unless it's larger work. Basically what the idea of the limitation, the liability limitation is to try to make the risk and reward equivalent. This has been a thing over the last few years with insurance companies and underwriters. Is before, if a company carried $10 million insurance and you insured every project for $10 million, even though it was a $5,000 project, your premiums basically were just exorbitant. This is their way of trying to mitigate some of that and keep our insurance costs down so that we can keep our fees down, things of that nature. And just for example, all of our past C2 agreements were all $100,000. It was $100,000 or whatever the fee of the work was, whichever one was greater. And that's a reference out of the EJCDC, which basically just a national association between the AACC, ISP, or NSP, ASC. It's basically documents that a bunch of engineers got together with lawyers to try to construct something that was equitable so that it could be used regularly and people weren't, you didn't have, I mean, everybody still has their own contracts and stuff in a lot of places, but even like Donahue's are very much based off of the EJCDC standards. Donahue's limit of liability is at 250,000 for the CSA. And Mark had basically made a recommendation to change language in it to allow individuals to be held liable, which Donahue didn't want to do primarily because individual designers don't carry their own professional liability insurance for errors and omissions. It's covered under the companies. And then the 250,000, Mark wanted up to 4 million. Basically, my recommended resolution to this is I think 250,000 is probably okay. I've been authorized to basically modify the agreement to be limited up to 1 million to the CSA, and then we could also add language in there that would say, you know, we could never sign a task order with you guys that would exceed $100,000, which is not something we've done yet anyways, but in the event the wastewater treatment plant came up and you had to do it and it was exceeded that, we couldn't handle that under the CSA, we would have to have a separate contract. Which, my opinion is, if you guys ever want a separate contract, you don't want, the CSA is just kind of a, let's get something on paper between us, and then as a matter of convenience, if Matt says, hey, I need you to help me with this permit renewal or something, you guys can say, go ahead and do it with an email authorization, and we'll get it done, and we don't have to go through back and forth of multiple meetings for getting contracts on. That's pretty much the gist of it. And I have not heard back from Mark. I know basically since his comments, and that's...
You emailed me, and I kind of quickly on my phone wrote up, that's where you got the million.
Yeah, and I got that from Mark, too, and then yeah. I got your response, and then basically I just sent some other things, kind of based on million and 100,000 that I kind of, they said that I'm authorized to roll up to
okay.
the CSA.
So if we, the wastewater treatment plant,
separate agreement with a higher limit of liability. Yeah, all that stuff would go up to be more comparable for what we're doing.
Okay.
Like I said, even the water main projects that we've done to date have all been limited at 100,000 or the fee, which the fee has never been over that, so they've been 100,000. I mean, technically, you could possibly perform those under a task order to CSA if you wanted to, but you by all means could say, hey, we want a separate contract for this stuff too. Where they're covered under their own limit. Like the CSA is going to cover all the task orders under that 250,000 limitation of liability, whereas, you know, like if we do the water main project and we're going to do the flow study next month, they're both $100,000 and $100,000 on limited liability based on the contract. So,
makes sense.
That's pretty much my spiel. I've learned more about it in the last couple days than I ever wanted to.
Mark's challenged you.
Yeah, the $4 million. Just came out of the air, but I'm pretty confident your company has a policy that has $4 million limits, so that's where I came up with it.
Yeah.
He's new to his company. I already bumped heads with his company, I think in Fisher and in Gibson City. I don't know why they just leave that language in there. I candidly would think it's so low that it's unenforceable, and I don't think it affects your company, but your insurance company came up with it. The $1 million, I think, is bare minimum that you would go with for what we call small jobs. And then when you get into big jobs, you want to look at that part of the contract before you approve it and make sure that it's reasonably related to the possible risk. Because if they do something that results in liability, it's going to be your liability, even though it's not your fault. And that's why it's important. So that's a long way of saying that if you're okay with $1 million, I would say that that's the...
Did they bump it up on those other two villages?
I can't remember what number we ended up with.
Gibson City was higher. I don't remember what it was. I talked to Joe Pasula, because I think he's worked with you on that. He said that they had to alter it from Gibson City. But that's the only one. I don't know what that number is. I just know he said that they had to alter their standard terms and conditions on that one.
It might have been $2 million in Gibson. I just said $250,000 is ridiculously small.
I disagree. I mean, in my research, this is obviously I'm not an insurance person. Yeah. You know,
then that's why you're an expert, so we'll listen.
So anyways, the point being is just that in my research, basically, this limitation liability has basically been a thing that's been procured over the years because of engineering companies, because it's two sides of it. One side says you need to be liable for everything under the sun that you do, but the other side says people aren't going to do things for a $10,000 fee that they're liable for $10 million. They're just not going to do the work. So this was basically kind of supposed to be something that meets in the middle and is equitable.
So what's the opinion of the board?
Don't want to go against the lawyer saying.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah.
Why don't we do $2 million? See if they'll go to $2 million and match Gibson City's, right?
I don't know that that's what Gibson says, so I don't want to speak out of school. I just don't remember. That was 4 years ago. This only started happening about 4 or 5 years ago, and that's when Donahue started this game and. That's where we met. I think at that time their liability limits was about $4 million, and $2 million was what Max could get away with the insurance company, if that's the correct number.
Okay.
So I'm okay with $1 million, but
how many invoices?
If you're saying, well, let's be consistent with some other towns, check to see what the other towns were.
Yeah.
That's my job to have that number.
Because I would be happy if we met that. Because the 250 worries me a little bit. Maybe it's because I read Mark's email, because that's what we pay you for. he got $1 million because in my phone text message, I'm like meet in the middle somewhere, and $1 million is what I typed in there, so that's where they got $1 million.
Okay. Well, the president also, I talked to him, he said, you know, maybe somewhere in the middle is probably more reasonable, and he suggested $1 million too. So.
Did he? Okay.
They're getting pressure from their insurance company to put this stuff in.
Are they?
That's where it comes from.
What it does, I talked to our risk manager, and basically what it does is if your limitation of liability is not in there, then ultimately the courts would decide. If something went wrong and basically we had some kind of boo-boo and it was a thing that, it's a $2 million issue, the courts would decide if the limitation of liability was enforceable or not.
I'm fine with $2 million. See if the company will do it, and then we'll if we have any jobs that are bigger than that, like the sewer plant or something like that, like you said, we'll do a different contract.
Absolutely. Well, and I think even for like the water main stuff, if you guys want separate contracts for those where they're individually, you know, limited, you know, I don't think that there's an opposition.
And well, you're getting an answer on that. If Mark comes back and says, "Oh no, Gibson City's $4 million or something like that, then we can revisit or something.
I don't think that's the case.
But I'm fine with $2 million, unless somebody has something else and getting shakes. So see if they'll do that.
Okay.
If not, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Anything else?
The MFT stuff is intended to be covered under this, which we're going to get kind of going on.
And we still have the to drive around, check out our roads, and
that's part of the NFT stuff. So that, how it's set up is that would be a task order of the CSA. So task order one is miscellaneous on call services. You guys need help with something immediate, you can call us and we can do it with an email authorization. Task order two is NFT 2019. And basically, like, once these continuing service agreements are in place, they're really meant for things that are not expected or smaller, where it's not worth, you know, going through and doing formal contracts and stuff over, or like these annual maintenance programs make sense for it because it's the same thing every year for the most part. Obviously, things change some, but that's what the intent of the CSA would cover. Anything else? I think Matt has kind of talked about the lift station on East Street. You know, you guys could decide if you wanted to say, hey, that's, we can do it as a task order, or we want to separate agreement. Okay. I think significant projects and stuff like that, I think it's fine to cover under this. This is really just, in the past at C2, we didn't even have this. We just kind of did general engineering services, sent you guys a bill, and hope you paid them. So.
I think we always paid it.
You did. It was a handshake deal, more or less. But it also,
bigger company, bigger problems.
It protect you guys liability-wise, though, at that point, because if we did something that was no good, I don't know, Mark could tell you, they could probably still come after us because we were doing something. But.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Anyways, let's see. That's CSA. Got the permit form signed. Flow study, I think, just talking to Matt, I think we're planning on getting monitors installed in the middle of March for that. Right now, we've got it set with gas photos. That'll be a 2-month install. And as we approach that 2 months, I'll work on that and we'll talk about, you know, what the data looks like. Do we want to reconfigure these? Do we want to, do we have enough data to pull them at 2 months and save some money? Basically, that will start middle of March is the intent.
Okay.
I'll talk with him about the exact times on bidding and we'll get that going likely here within the next few weeks to a month. Get it advertised, get out the bid. The East Street lift station is just in poor repair, which we saw last year when we did our first analysis. And I shot Matt just some rough budgetary numbers for his purposes of trying to plan for that stuff. So.
Okay.
I think that's all I got. Anybody have any questions?
I don't think so. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Public Works. Oh, what's that? Oh, yeah.
Just gonna jump all around.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm sorry, I skipped right over you guys. So go ahead.
No, it's fine. well, for those of you who I didn't get to meet last time, I'm Stephanie Brown. I'm a planner with MSA Professional Services. We brought an agreement with us tonight, and actually, I'll hand out. I included a scope of services just because I'm sure you would like to know exactly what I will do for you as zoning ordinance.
Martin, did you get a chance to review these?
Thank you.
Last week I met with the Planning and Zoning Board, and we went over a few things about what they wanted to see out of the zoning update. Things that they would like to see. So what you have before you is exactly what they asked me to do based on that, which is to review the current ordinance, get it, get some suggestions on where language needs to update based on current legislation and other things that have passed, and then also maybe make things a little more user-friendly, the introduction of visuals and graphics, that sort of thing. The one thing that they did add, and I'll say, when we talked last time, I'd thrown out a number of about 6,000, which I think we can do that for. They had asked if we could also do a public open house at the beginning of the process to where they could invite developers, homeowner association presidents, and users to get everybody like that on board to changes and an understanding of what the zoning ordinance is. And so I do have an additional 1,500 in there if that is something you would be applicable to for this services. But otherwise, it's all pretty cut and dry. Review it, have 8 meetings to review different sections of the ordinance. I went ahead and printed it out today. I don't know if anybody has done that. It's a hefty document to go through. So we'll be editing this, editing this. But any questions for me.
Can we just take Philo's and just put our name on it?
No.
I guess I have to do a word five.
I know, exactly. Get a good start.
Yeah, any, you know, those type graphics, if you've looked at Philo's, those are things that we can look to putting in here. I know some of the issues they talked about that they know is mixed use downtown is something that has come up in looking at some language maybe around different uses in the downtown, some that are or maybe are not compatible and where residents view that. Some of the others that they talked about is just ensuring a good procedure and process. I think some of the board members for the planning and zoning board aren't sure, you know, like who does what when and what's the right flow. So coming up with some sort of flow chart or at least easier explanation than trying to read a bunch of text to figure out who's responsible for what. And of course, updating because, you know, they are a joint board now and getting that language updated in the ordinance. Since you don't have two separate boards. Non-conforming lots, that was another issue. They saw what to do with non-conforming lots and maybe how can we write some language in there to help with any of those non-conformities, whether it's a use or a structure with setbacks and whatnot. So those are all things we'll look at addressing as we move forward, as those were their concerns. If you have any other concerns you'd like to add, definitely jot those down.
Make it so it's user-friendly.
User-friendly, that's a big one, yeah. Being searchable, I know is a lot of communities really like once you get it online that you can type in a keyword and not have to try to figure out what chapter it may or may not be under, especially for anybody, any novice users like residents, just wanting to know if they can put this 10x10 shed in their backyard.
For your building inspector too, to be able to quickly figure it out.
Well, I think one of the things that they mentioned is that one of the subdivisions, they took it to their architectural review committee and they approved it, but it violated the village's ordinance on its own because they connected the
pergola to the house.
Yeah.
So that made it a detachment, which made it violate the setback.
So I think that's why when we mentioned this public open house was to help maybe educate even homeowners associations on what their where their boundaries are and when they can maybe help their homeowners navigate the process appropriately too. It's a two-way street.
And then I did provide the contracts. There's duplicates.
Yes.
One's a master service agreement. It's like the task orders then, similar to the other one. One's a master service agreement, and there's two task orders that's on there. One task order is for the planning. And then one task order is for the general survey work and plan and plat review that Matt was talking about. And the general plan and plat review is just an hourly, based on an hourly rate.
The two packets you handed out are just copies of the same thing, though.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
Right. So I did look at it all over.
There's just final one for you and one for us.
Yeah. Okay, so yes, that's, I was just worried that this was separate from what I just looked at, but it is, and it still just like
I thought
told
it was,
you.
But
it's just like I told you.
Okay. Yeah, perfect.
All right. Grill me on pincer, right?
All right. Any questions?
I'm not.
If not, any motion.
With my contract, though, you can either do it with or without the public meeting. So it's right now it's there without that public open house. But if you wanted to do additional service.
That's $6,000 for everything. And if they want this public meeting, that's another $1,500.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to be clear on that because that was something that we had not considered prior to meeting with the zoning and planning and zoning board.
Now, that said, all of the meetings that you'd have with the planning zoning would be public meetings,
right. But
they're not going to be organized where you're doing a special presentation just for the public.
Right, and soliciting during
and
the
did you do one of these?
We do one of these with file.
Yeah. And if you're going through the process, the board kind of said, well, we want to do an upgrade on it, they could opt to do that later.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. We're always happy to tap on services. Don't worry about that. But no, it could all be completed for the $6,000. board, the PCB just want PZB. Let me get my acronyms right. There's been a lot of alphabet soup of acronyms thrown around tonight. But it would be nice, especially since they've had conflicts with some homeowners associations and developers, you know, potential developers on what's allowed, what's not allowed, getting their feedback and input so that maybe they see things that we don't.
Makes sense, actually.
Yeah, it's probably $1,500 worth of sense, though.
It's up to you guys.
Especially this is something. Is this just something Wade and them just decided on, or they heard from people saying that they would like input?
This is the first time I've heard it, and I missed their presentation a couple weeks ago.
Sure.
So.
No, this was just last week. I met with I sat in a planning and zoning board meeting, and well, I guess it wasn't a meeting because they didn't have quorum. But the people that were present voiced said that they run into these problems, especially with the homeowners associations, and changes and covenants and navigating those in the five different residential districts. And so it was an option I threw out.
Make a suggestion.
So because it would just be a kickoff meeting, would we be able to go down in price on that?
Where did you get your number, $1,500?
The $1,500 is for the prep for the meeting, the time spent on the meeting, and the synthesizing of the information. So it's roughly about 12 hours of work total is where that came from. We could combine it with another meeting, but we would lose maybe some of the other
time
in the schedule.
Sure.
So it's just more time is what it is.
And we can approve the $6,000 tonight.
Correct.
And table the other one and let the zoning and planning board come present it to us why they need it.
Sure.
And what their justification is behind it. So.
Because I would think that if we were redoing the ordinances, the new updated ordinances, they could then go to the HOAs and they could just update their own.
That's true. And then they could send them to you guys to throw into them.
Because, I mean, our ordinances are. All theirs are suggestions for their own areas.
Yep. So, whatever you guys decide to do, I need a motion either way.
Just clarifying, so 8 months, starting in April, you'll be attending the meetings for the...
It's 10 months total, but 8 months was for those 8 meetings.
For the the 8 meetings.
Yeah.
And the $6,000 is kind of all in.
Mm-hmm.
And if the hourly, there's a schedule in there, if the hourly exceeds that, you guys are just going to...
That's on us.
That's on you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we get into some of those things, like
right. Unless
your
you
density,
request it, if you request additional meetings or there needs to be special, that would be... we would have to amend the contract for that, but the $6,000 would get you those 8 meetings, the adoption, and the... There's actually 10 meetings, but they were kind of 8 that really focused on writing content and reviewing content for the ordinance.
And would we, so you go to the April meeting, we'll see something between the April and May meeting that says
we do. A standard practice for our firm is a monthly update on any projects we have, so it would tell you what was discussed, summarize the meeting, and talk about the agenda for the next.
Thank you. I'm kind of against this, but where is this money going to come from? Your personal check, maybe?
Yeah.
There's a community budget.
There's a community budget. There's a... I didn't have prices on this, so I didn't go through it and parcel it out of the budget yet. Is there one just on the $1,500? Am I missing it? Or looking right at it?
Additional services?
Yeah, it was not on that contract.
It's not on this. It's on that. So we don't have a contract. It's just
no.
Okay. I'm like looking through the contract.
No.
Like, is it here? And I'm just like looking right at it.
If we were going to do that one, we'd have to do a separate.
That's fine. So we, that's perfect. Okay. I have these all messed up anyway.
So there's a community programs budget.
And on top of that, our zoning and planning board is not getting paid either, so there is that too.
When do you need the 6,000?
We can do it either lump sum at the end, we can do a monthly billing, whatever you would like to, would make sense for you. We can we can work with you and that as work completed. We can do a 25%, 50%, 75% complete.
Negative.
When is the end of this contract?
For the budget.
December, wouldn't it?
Yeah. December.
Does
that take? I know, that's what I was thinking. Pay. I would think we would should pay something up front, because I mean you could basically be working for a while. I mean, and then bump the rest of it to next fiscal year, which would be perfect. Our next budget here. Yeah, I like that.
50-50?
We could do 50-50, or, you know.
We do monthly until the next fiscal year.
Do you want to do monthly? I was just going to do a lump sum, and then next budget year we just
for the
pay.
Community.
Yeah, what's wrong with taking out this community program?
How much is in the community programs?
$40,000.
40.
What is that? What was that in there for?
Yeah.
Community programs.
That too?
That's what I was thinking too.
That phone
would come
system
from.
Can come
rave.
Out of that.
The rave. Yeah.
Fun day donation.
That's well. The fun day donation does come out of there.
Hey, look,
you
stole
it out money. That won't come out next year anyway. Now.
That's true. And we have spent anything out of that budget line?
Yeah, and that's our stipends come out of there as well.
Oh.
Out of a separate line in community programs.
And we don't have to spend all the money.
No, I totally agree, and I'm not.
Let's have
We don't need zero budget.
We just got a raise.
Only kidding.
Heck, I'll buy pizza for the planning board since we don't pay them. For their late night meetings.
Sure, we may have to start the.
Huh?
We may have to start though at some point.
I know. I've thought about that. All right. So
I'll make a motion to approve the
MSA
contract with MSA as presented.
Contract with MSA as presented, not
for
$6,000.
To be payable.
To be payable.
How do you want to do that? $3,000 this fiscal year and $3,000 next fiscal year.
Seems that we can
afford
it.
Are you guys okay with that?
$3,000
okay
up front, $3,000 at completion.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Is that what you? Well, that would be still next
so
fiscal year.
So it's $3,000 up front, $3,000 at completion. Okay.
That's fine with us. $3,000. Okay. Do I have to finish saying that?
You're doing good.
Yeah.
Keep
okay?
going.
I think you need to start over.
I'll second that.
I didn't hear it all. Could you please?
Can we start back at 6:30? Buffo?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Gary?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right. Perfect.
If you have any questions, feel free to email or call.
Thank you.
Well, I guess it's all you down there,
right?
It's all Matt.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Perfect. estimate how much to clarification?
There were two task orders. The second task order was for helping the survey work and the plan of action.
Yeah, this was just the planning part for the $6,000. So the second task order is for.
I don't know where we ended up with that.
It's hourly.
So I think what he's getting at is someone is making a motion to engage MSA
for a
to provide
for a blank check
general engineering services
up to Cabot, please.
And it's kind of hard to do that, not knowing how much they're going to be used.
Well, the thing is, if we cap it, then we can always come back later and raise the cap, right?
Sorry. I'm getting cold.
So however you want to do it.
I just think that that way we have to, we get an idea.
What's...
Do you do this, Tyler? Do that on-call services for that?
He's on-call engineer.
Two for that one. Okay. Do you know about what?
There's school services that's presented.
If you wanted to do that second task order, Cabot is 5,000. I mean, we can call it. If it's like Philo, there's not a lot of development, a lot of plan review that comes through there. So I'm not sure if you get a lot of building permit requests so if you only have a couple of them, I just, and since 5,000 will probably work for 2 years, so that goes, unless you got a boom in development.
Okay.
If it's more of a subdivision that comes through, you know, that could be more of a time and period basis for review process on that, which I think that.
Which you can roll that back into the subdivision development.
Right. There's plan review in.
Okay.
I mean that would be
perfect.
Part of that.
And currently, right now, with our ordinance fees, they're just going back, or the building fees and the permits. I'm sorry, I'll get to it in a minute. Find my words. The permits are going back into the general fund anyway because they're not getting paid out to anybody. So we do have the money from the permits that would be issuing. Yeah, so there's the money to pay for the fees. So I just need a motion.
Motion to engage.
I think the clerk has the motion. She can read it out.
Oh. All right, I can if you want.
She doesn't get to do this.
Go for it. Motion to engage MSA for general engineering services up to $5,000 under their scope of services as presented.
Oh, that's on two lines.
Very well said.
Thank you.
There's another lawyer.
I need a second.
Okay. I tried.
Better than
a roll call.
I play
Buffo,
with my TV.
Yes. King?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right. Now I think we're done. Anything
Thank
else?
Thank you.
All right, now, you want to try?
Where's my agenda?
Buried.
I don't think I really had a whole lot on there. That was.
Thanks, I guess, to you.
The purchase of the gravel rig from Skid Row Tactics.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to do that from this current year.
Did you figure out where to take that from?
Yeah.
Did you put that in our board packet?
Nope. So I just looked at it this morning. Yesterday morning.
Yeah, but we got stuff in there today.
Oh, I was at a conference today. So
he wasn't in town, so.
I have purchased equipment and sewer that could come out of. I mean, I got $142,000 in there, which
isn't being used at the sewer plant. So I can use it out of there. I've also got equipment rental that I could use on that. I have purchase of equipment under water.
Okay.
So with that, finding the $4,342, that's not a problem. I would also like to, and I don't know if I can do that this evening, pay for the Martin Max out of this budget. They're saying that that loader might be in mid to late April, but they're saying that's worst case scenario, so it'll probably be here sooner than that. So that way we've got everything covered, all of our attachments are in, we have our attachment delivered out there, they get it uncrated, hooked up to the machine, make sure everything's up and running right from the get-go, and we're good to go. So
how much was the Martin Max plan?
$1,700.
$1,700.
That's an annual fee.
And we wouldn't pay that until we actually got the machine.
Right, but again, that would be, that could possibly be out of this.
Yeah.
This year's budget. So.
All right. Discussion.
Were we paying for the machine out of this year's budget?
No.
No, because.
That'd be the trade-in of the backhoe for this year.
Right, but this year being before May.
It'll be. They'll schedule the payment after May 1.
Then that wouldn't be out of this year. That'd be out of next year.
But.
The Martin Max is technically separate.
Correct.
It's a service agreement.
Yeah, because that's payable to Martin Equipment.
Mm-hmm.
The financing goes back to John Deere Financial.
And they believe that we would have, that they would have the machine before May.
April 18th was their delivery date. They say that's worst case scenario, should be here prior to that. Don't know.
Okay.
That they should know a couple weeks prior to delivery, but
okay, so we can have it in April. Let's say April, mid-April.
Right.
Okay. Well, if we wouldn't be paying for this before we had the machine, we still have another month to decide that on.
Yeah. Yep. All right, so I need a motion on the Skid Pro attachment.
Motion to approve the purchase of this Skid Pro attachment from, it is Skid Pro, correct?
Yes.
For $4,340.
Need a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Beppo?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stuber?
No.
And did everybody see that? I mean, we don't have to vote on this at this meeting. The body, or I'm sorry, I'm cutting you off. I'm going to the next thing. I'm going to the police.
Well,
are you done, Matt?
Are you done, Matt?
I don't feel any pressure.
And I don't know what this was because I didn't have that discussion of plan on road patching in the southeast.
I had Brandy add that. I just want to know what our plans are to patch, especially this.
Mm-hmm.
Southeast side, because we're only a year and a half into those and they're starting to look pretty bad already.
That was due to part of us using that mill, and what we'll probably do is go in there with some cold patch.
I think that those areas we need to build them up too with cold patch, and then you're planning on oil and chipping over that with our
total patcher. As long as they're not huge areas, because that total patcher isn't made to do like an entire
mm-hmm.
road. But yeah, small areas we can definitely do.
Yeah, we're talking what, 4x8 probably is the biggest,
right.
One of the biggest.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, we'll again this next year we'll get that get a roller rented kind of patch.
Okay.
Some
I was just going to suggest rent a roller and do that. Okay. That sounds good to me.
Yeah. And again, Tim was saying Friday, they'll probably be here. We'll do that. We'll drive around, check roads out, kind of get our plan set up for our MFT projects. So kind of base everything on worst and best and kind of figure out like a possibly a 5 to 10 year plan on that. So
yeah, I've noticed Walnuts and that other road starting to show a lot of water seepage.
Yes.
Which means it's gonna go in the next year or so.
And we've still got money in the budget. Maybe we do some more crack sealing this year before we get into next year's budget.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I did some calling around, maybe we could get a good price now, get them scheduled for first thing when good weather gets, and then we could, you know, again, we need to keep the roads in the best shape we can, because they're, I mean, asphalt streets, that's really high dollar repairs there. So if we can get them in good shape now, keep them from deteriorating, get water in them, I think we'll be a lot better off. So save us money in the long run.
Yeah, roads are pretty much like roofs. Keep the water out.
Right.
Shut off.
Yep.
Longer they'll last.
And then hopefully we can start doing some, not just crack repair, but some sealing
mm-hmm.
as well. And get some of that stuff kind of a little bit better shape that way too. So.
I have a quick question.
So do I.
Why didn't we put rock in front of 7-Eleven North 4C in front of her mailbox? And we told her she could pay for a $40 backhoe, but we put rock in front of 206 East Benham in front of their mailboxes and didn't charge them anything. Seven Eleven North 4C is an elderly little lady. She was having problems getting to her mailbox.
Yes.
And then the 206 East Benham is not.
That might have been just
it's
a small.
Well, I was going to do what?
That was a little small area. I had Mike was hauling some rock in on an alley anyhow, so I just had him take a quarter bucket over there and dump.
Well,
right,
let's go put some in front of her mailbox too, so she doesn't break an ankle because it's in the street. And then, did we check out 600 East Maple? The ditch isn't draining. That's only two. There's only two things on the work orders that aren't done.
That we tried.
Is that just going to be one of those things? It's going to be a mess.
We went up there. Mike and I went up there, cleaned out that ditch, got the water flowing the best we could. We went out there with the jetter, cleaned out the. Everything was still kind of frozen inside the culvert. We tried to clean that culvert out. Got in so far, and I don't know if the culvert's collapsed inside, but
now whose responsibility is culverts?
We can.
This is the homeowners, right? Okay.
Yeah, cleaning is not really our responsibility either, but to try and get rid of that mess.
We tried.
We went out
okay.
there and cleaned the best we could. So it's still. I mean, we cleaned probably three, if not four, culverts out in that area.
Because I know we have that problem on Austin, that we flooded that area because all their culverts are squished,
yeah.
and they wouldn't flood or they wouldn't flow.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes. Where did you say that you had money available for this grappler thing?
In water, under purchase of equipment, I've got $12,000 there, $2,000 under equipment rental. I could use some of that. And then sewer. Don't really want to use that as sewer, but I have purchase of equipment there, and I got $142,000 there.
And remind me what this grappler rake would be used for? Grapple
brush pickup.
Okay.
So it don't tear up the yards as much.
So if we take this out of any of these water funds instead of an appropriate fund for streets, then we are taking the opportunity cost is a $4,000 loss for a sewer or water piece of equipment that might need to be purchased.
Awesome.
Do you have any money in an appropriate fund?
Equipment rental. $36,61.17.
In streets and alleys, you have $632 available in purchase of equipment.
It was. I can't see.
That's pretty much the heaviest used fund for that. So, I mean, that's where it comes from. So.
That sewer fund, was that 50, or was there a different fund? I see the money. Okay, you're talking about in 52. I'm concerned about the idea of purchasing it out of a fund that is specifically set up for other equipment purchases. I would much rather have seen you find a way to take it out of a streets and alleys fund.
And I can after this year's budget.
Not if you want it this year, you can't.
Right.
And that's what you came to us and asked us, is to buy it this year.
Right.
You needed to have money this year to buy it out of an appropriate fund instead of asking us. I mean, if something craps out at the sewer, no pun intended, then we're out that money if that's the fund we choose to take it from, because the appropriate funds didn't have the money that you're asking for.
Right.
Or you didn't necessarily find a way in those funds to move things around in just that fund. I don't disagree with the idea of the purchase. I disagree with taking the money from these funds to pay for it. Because we are accountable for those monies in those funds for the purchases for sewer or for water things.
Yeah.
Brush pickup is not water or sewer. It, technically, it, I could see where some of it could end up sewer, but
a lot of
you
my,
can't reach that far for me.
A lot of my equipment falls into the three funds. So a lot of my stuff is divided into the three funds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the same way. It's, you know, that motor will be used for streets and alleys, water, and sewer. So if you're breaking it out, well, this is only for streets. Well, yes, but the machine is used for all three purposes. So.
Thank you. I do disagree, but I do appreciate that train of thought. Sincerely.
Just a question, Matt. On these alleyways where we're adding rock, are those actually alleyways that we're supposed to maintain?
Yeah.
Okay. I know there's been...
And a lot of it, I mean, we're not doing the entire stretch. I mean, it's just, you know, to get to a garage, you know, we'll
mm-hmm.
100 foot or something like that, so...
I know those have been discussed since I've right. been on here day
and
one, so...
A lot of these, there's not really... they don't need complete access through the entire alley in some of those areas, so... one thing we did do earlier this year was go through and trim all these alleys out so we can actually get through there. So,
and another question, this might be more to Brandy. So when a resident gets their meter shut off or water shut off due to late not paying bills, so is the only thing we get back from that is the late fee itself? That's...
We do a turn-on fee.
There's a turn-on fee. Okay.
It's 25 during office hours or 100 after.
Okay.
And they have to pay the balance, right?
Yeah, they have to pay the balance plus the turn-on fee.
Okay. Okay. That answers my question.
Anything else for me?
The $900 invoice for Tuscola Stone. What was that? Do you
know? That would have been rock that we... that we hauled ourselves, and I don't know if all that was, that would have been more than just the alley project. We
yeah, there were several tickets in there for them, so.
Okay.
Instead of having somebody haul it to us, we've just been going out and picking that up ourselves.
Yeah, the rock's cheap, it's getting it hauled.
Yeah.
Okay. Great, thanks.
So, I was looking for my email that I sent out to you guys where I broke down the budget on cameras. Hopefully I sent that out. If not, it's in...
I've seen it.
Did you see it? Okay, thank you.
Yet.
I can't find it in here.
That's the one you sent out today, wasn't it?
No. There's another email sorry. When I went through their budget to find out how much they had left in their budget for cameras and stuff.
Yeah, didn't get that one.
Okay, so it's probably somewhere.
Why don't you go ahead and explain it to us?
And I need to go back to their budget, crunch their numbers. And there's a bid for, they need new car cameras. Their car cameras are failing. And plus, we still have some old technology in there, too.
I'd say probably new technology save us
a ton.
Space.
And so the quote that I had him get was the car cameras and the body cams. Because if you buy them as a set, the body cam acts as your mic for your car camera. Or if you don't get the body cams, then you have to get a mic set and set them up for a mic set for the cars. So the body cameras were only, they were less than $300 a piece. We only need like four or five of them. And then the biggest expense is the cars, bring it in. And the quotes are in there that for a couple different configurations. So we could store it on site, we could store it in the cloud.
Well, how do we store it currently?
I think it's stored on our server.
On site.
Yeah, on site.
Is that server backed up? I'm just asking questions because I don't know.
Is that server
backed up?
Rick has select things backed up on the server. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it is. I think he backs it up to, does he back it off to a cloud site?
Yeah, it is, but I don't know if he's out wherever he's dumping those folders, if those are part of that backup or not.
That'd be a good question.
We need him to find out.
I know, right?
But he needs the authority to do that.
He's got it. He's been working with Rick on some stuff. So they've been fixing some stuff. Our internet, we have a printer now that we can get to. So that's eventually what I'd like to do, is just replace the whole thing. I think they have enough in their budget to do it, but I can't prove it to you tonight because I don't have my figures in front of me. So we'll have to table it until next time. But they do need their stuff replaced, and this would be nice. They're going to do the installs on site in our garage, opposed to us taking a car somewhere. They're going to do them all at once. What I thought was kind of pricey in that bid was the on-site training. They're going to fly an engineer in for a day and train everybody on the system. They did knock off $400, I think, off of that, because, I mean, $400 with the $25,000 bill is not really a lot. But but that's kind of where we're at, back and forth.
Did we only get a price from these GTEC guys?
No, there's a proposal.
We only have one.
Rick's got another proposal from
WatchGuard.
WatchGuard. I like these better than WatchGuard, though, a lot. They're smaller, and they last just as long. This is what Sullivan just got for their cars and stuff, and they're doing an interview room with it. So eventually, next budget year, hopefully we get this out of this budget, then next budget year I want to do their interview room with the same system. And they can use any cameras on their system, so I can do the access cameras or something along those lines. They did bump their bid up a little bit because I added a backseat camera that wasn't in their bid, so I'm like, I think that's a smart thing to have. But it didn't really bump the price up that much because they have the channels already set up for it. It's just adding a couple $100 camera.
I don't think the current cameras are being backed up online. This backup's only 1.8 gigs.
Okay. Yeah, that's not enough. All right. Any questions on it? I really don't have any answers, so.
So don't ask any questions.
So
moving on.
Moving on.
Let's move on to the next topic.
So, anybody opposed to that? Getting new cameras and new body cams and stuff?
Do they have body cams?
They do not have body cams now.
I think
that's
a good idea.
The entire county is going to them, and they're so helpful.
Keeps everyone accountable.
Usually stories change when they figure out they've been recorded.
And something kind of cool, and this is really off. The state's attorney is giving privileges to the state's attorney to actually go on our systems and take the video they need. So it's a huge time saver. So if they need video for court, they can actually go grab the video and without all the transfer of hands and stuff. It makes life easier.
Are there any grants available to pay for this?
There might be. There was a bunch, and then we might have missed some of those. So it was a ton.
There's some of the different... So there's some different laws you have to follow if you get a grant for it, though.
Sure.
You do it yourself, it's a little better off.
Yeah, you have more control over the systems. And we could get the system we like.
I was thinking more along the lines of private grants. Not...
Well, there's a family that could possibly give us some money. We've got some cameras from them in the past, but they actually bought you buy a bunch. So we can look into that, too. All right, treasurer's report. How about you? Any questions on the bills?
I make a motion to pay bills as is.
Second.
When did we still owe Martin Hood that was carryover?
That was a bill for her coming and doing W2s.
Do we have the ability to do those ourselves going forward?
We got, you guys got them out really quick. That's impressive.
But it said the previous balance was 11-11. So I was wondering, do you, anyone remember what that was? I feel like we approve a lot of invoices from them.
Was that have been the, that have been her...
Is that when she certified the budget?
It's like 297 for the W-2s.
No, because we used a different
but person. A previous balance of 1100 and some.
Well, and some of that is over 90 days old, according to the invoice.
What did we, what was the check for? 14?
1408.
Just to do W-2s?
No.
No,
297.
297.
So it's showing 297.
I wonder what that is.
I don't know. I guess I
don't
have to look into that.
So, you wrote the check for the 14 or the 297?
Was it the 14? In the previous packet, I wasn't here for this meeting, but there was an invoice for 1111 for the payroll tax return QuickBooks assistance in December. So if you guys approved invoices at the beginning of February, this should have already been.
Wonder.
So I wonder.
Crossed.
It could have gotten crossed, but... Ultimately, I think the check number just needs to be for the 297
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Verify that you... Vicki, were you looking... You were looking at the checks list?
I was looking at the board packet from 2-5 that had a Martin Hood invoice for $1,111. But that seems to be a carryover onto this one.
Let's look at the checks list.
When did that invoice come out?
Yeah, it was probably just a one ran into the other.
January 31st.
So then we would have paid it the 5th or whatever that was. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
okay.
It's probably
so
just got...
That check and rewrite it. And I just have one more question. I'm sorry, I should have had these before the meeting tonight. But there's a PSN... that says $39.95.
That's our monthly fee for our online payment system.
Got it. Does that look different? Does it always look like that, or am I just...
Before you void that check, though, make sure it got paid from last month, Brandy, since this one's already signed.
Maybe
according
it
to
like that.
The checks from the 2-5, we had a check for $11.11.
Okay, perfect.
But she should still...
I know, exactly.
Because there's two hood in here. Yeah, it looks like it was. It looks like.
Do we need to change our motion then to. Did I make a motion yet?
Yeah, and I seconded.
Hey, Bills is presented.
Yeah.
So you're wanting to amend your motion?
Hey, Bills is up there.
Should we.
Verify.
Trying to think how to. how can we do it so she can either. Pay the $1,400 or change it to $297.
I think the cleanest way is let's make keep your motion except for payments to
Martin Hood.
Martin Hood. And then we'll do a separate motion for the Martin Hood payment.
Okay.
Buffo?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
And there are two Martin Hood invoices, right?
There's one.
Just one.
All right. So I guess it would be a motion to pay the Martin Hood invoice as presented, subject to
verification.
The clerk
verifying amounts paid.
Verifying amounts paid.
I'll second.
I think that means that if she has to pay a smaller amount than what was presented, she's
correct.
Got the authority to do that.
Yes.
All right, roll call. Vicki?
Yes.
Jared?
Yes.
Anne? Hannah?
Yes. Who made the motion?
Oh. I did.
Terrence made it. Vicky seconded it. I'm sorry. I was just doing this while you were writing. Okay, Terrence. Ryan?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Send everybody. Yes. Perfect. All right. What's any sewer credits or extensions? Is it the same one every month?
Almost. Here's the one.
The sewer credit was a carryover of, we had approved one for him, but his,
that was
sump,
the
yeah, his sump had been carrying over into a 2 month period, part of it on the last month bill and part of it on the current month bill. So
it's for $121.73 for 500 North Conda.
A motion to pay the sewer credit for 500 North Conduit for the amount of $121.73.
Second.
Beppo?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
And then the extension is the same person that it always is. On the bottom of the sewer extension, it shows.
Do we have a limit?
It shows all of the ones.
This is the one that's on the fixed check, and his check comes in after the due date every month.
Well, I think we should have some sort of limit. I think it's.
But he's always paying it though, correct? Mm-hmm. Is there ever been he's been paying the late fee as well with it?
As long as he, it depends. If he comes in and asks for his extension before the late fees, then no. But if he comes in after the late fees, he's going to apply the notice.
And he is consistent.
Was this one before then?
Mm-hmm.
This extension was before the late fee?
Yeah, because it's 2.5.
I mean, I'll make a motion to approve the extension.
Toss it in.
Or do I just say the name?
3.05 North Long.
Yeah, for 305 North Long.
Beppo?
Yes.
Morris?
No.
Perry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right. That's both of those, right? All right. Regular session minutes, February 5th, 2019.
I make a motion to approve minutes.
Second.
As is.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? No executive sessions. Approval of the ordinance 2019-0-2. Add lighting to the ordinance. Is that in the board packet? That was in the board packet. The ordinance was.
Same. The board's had it for a while. I think Anna was kind of looking at it.
Any discussion then, Anna?
I think it's fine. I mean, I think it's a good added feature as there's been complaints with lighting.
But there's only been one complaint about lighting.
It's two people fighting each other.
It's not necessarily that. There's been complaints in our neighborhood. I didn't bring the list. We have an issue in our neighborhood, too.
Does the light, when you drive by, it shines?
It's on all night. And it's not like it's a spotlight.
Do we have a clean copy of that? Oh, Marcus does. Maybe.
I should.
I mean, I don't think it's necessarily hurting anything to put it in there.
Well, but I'm just, so if we vote on it.
Do you want to, you can vote on it tonight, you can digest it more and vote on it at the next meeting.
What do you guys want to do?
Let's not vote on it tonight. I don't know that I've seen it in its entirety.
We'll resend that tomorrow.
Perfect.
Yes, please.
All right, so we'll table that. Now, we already did this. Now, sewer contracts. Do you guys want to renew? I just went blank.
ERH,
sorry. I was looking at EMC, but ERH's contract. Do you want to look into that other contract a little bit? ERH is up at the first of the month, though.
I'm good with ERH. They're local.
The only thing I would like to see from ERH, and I should have brought this up when he was here, is I'd like to see more of a maintenance schedule with them. I like the prettiness of the this other company. I like the idea of they're going to have somebody here, but is that worth $8,000 extra a month or whatever it was? It was quite
it's
a bit.
It is almost double the price.
Yeah. So and that's my thing.
Well,
it's
the,
a lot
the
more
gentleman,
money.
I don't remember his name. He just lives out by the airport.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah. And we've had good service with them. I mean, I just would like a better
maintenance. The problem I got is with M1, they might be great, but this guy is going to live here. That's costing us one way or the other.
Oh, yeah.
If something goes bad, they're just going to call contractors in.
See, that's what I was...
And that's going to cost us more than
after you left,
ERH to come in.
Are they going to fix themselves, or are they going to call somebody?
No, they'll call somebody because ERH, you know, they're just outside of Danville. They'll bring their stuff over where these guys are, Ohio or Missouri, wherever they're from. They're just going to find a local contractor. And I don't know if it, well, I've only known once in the 8 years that we had a compliance issue, but it was nothing. They corrected it themselves.
And they pay for it. ERH does.
Yeah. It was something with the pH was a problem they were having with a particular piece of equipment, and they got that fixed. And
well, and I'd like to see, if you guys approve the contract, I'm going to see if ERH will throw in testing our water. And that'll save us, $300 a month? I mean, you're talking thousands of dollars, but because that was one thing I was trying to get them to throw in too.
Well, and the other thing that scares me is if it is true about Monticello,
that was a different company, though. That was the company before this
same
one.
Same
people.
Same
owner. Correct. Correct.
And, you know, they're coming in to sell us this, so these are the people they know are happy. Mm-hmm. What about...
And I didn't do any research on these guys at all. They just came in, asked if they could do a proposal, and I'm like, go for it. Because I'm not against it. I figure more knowledge about the plant.
Well, I think minimally you can take what we learned today from them and say, ERH, mm-hmm. What can you offer as far as a maintenance plan? Can you put something together? Can you throw in the water testing? Maybe it's a little leverage.
And you'll get up with him on that, right? Perfect.
But we need that before we vote.
Yeah.
We need that information. We can't vote tonight.
No, we
That's
can't
fine.
Vote tonight.
So you want more information on the water testing or the
on,
schedule?
Yeah, both.
Okay.
Because what we vote on here is what we're asking them to abide by. We can't vote and then say, so can you throw this in?
We'd have to add it to their contract though, wouldn't we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
But if he can get us something next week, do a quick meeting just to approve it.
Mm-hmm.
If we need to.
Existing contract ends
March 1,
end of the
right?
month.
End of this month.
Or February 28th.
Well, and I'll call and make sure we get an extension. If we can't get an extension,
if we go with it, they're not, you know, he knows
yeah.
they're not
Yeah. If he knows,
as long as they've been here 20-some years, I'm sure they'll extend us a month. So.
Okay.
Plus. All right, cool. So we'll work on that.
Do we need to make
We'll lean on you on that one, Matt, since they're kind of hard to get a hold of.
Do we need to make them more aware of the budget that we have for sewer, for maintenance and upkeep stuff?
No.
Because Matt just said there's $142,000 there, and they keep saying, well, there's stuff that's broke, and we're just...
Exactly. Well, that we need to save a little bit of that, because we need to do that lift station. And what was the prices he kind of threw at you for that?
$250.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any objections with the HR?
I just kind of want something from the board, so I can go to them and say, this is what the board...
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that afterwards, just briefly. So... I mean, because we want to do the water testing. We want a maintenance schedule on all of the equipment out there.
And a safety
plan. The safety plan I like a lot.
Excellent. I mean,
yeah.
That's a major thing right there. So, I mean...
And work with us on getting a generator.
Yeah, the 2 years I've been here, they haven't had fire, police, anybody out there to kind of go through anything and say, this is where this is.
Okay, we're good.
If nothing else, MI2 showed us what we want from our current.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Perfect. Right. Any other discussion on that? We all got letters from the lawyers on updates on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That went out to everybody? Okay, just double checking. Any questions about that? Okay, perfect.
I sent you that one email, Rob, about adding a light for a flagpole out here off of that pole.
You did?
It's a terrible picture, but I couldn't get a better one at night. That's going to be an easy $100 fixture, and then
just
somebody to put it on there.
Just do it, because
okay.
That'll come out of my discretionary
there,
fund.
Get me the quote, so then we'll just get... I think when we have an electrician here to do that, we should see about getting one of these garage lights on 24 hours to get some light in there.
Okay.
Just,
yeah,
because
that's
a
good idea. Or put down a motion light.
There's no emergency light or anything in there?
Well, or put a remote. I thought those were on motion lights. Maybe
they're shut off.
Maybe they get turned off. I'll look at that before we leave.
After there's one hardwired to.
Yeah, a 24 hour wouldn't hurt to be in there anyways.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, the door
like
shut,
that.
It gets dark.
Yeah, it does. Anything else for the good of the order? We have no special meds, nuisance, nothing for that. Anything else?
Executive session.
Do we have an executive session?
Mm-hmm. Quick one.
Okay.
We got one. Thanks, Ryan. No.
I was done. So. All right, need a motion then to go to executive session.
Motion to enter into executive session for the limited purposes of discussing hiring, performance, compensation, and or employment of one or more village employees per 5 ILCS 120/2C1. Second.
Amen.
Buffo.
Yes.
Morris.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
King.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.